listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
OBM, Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers. When it comes to Browns fans, their loyalty for our team is unconditional. So is the loyalty that OBM provides to its customers with OBM's exclusive no-risk guarantee and 7-year security blanket. Teamed with OBM's designation as the only Sharp Platinum-level service provider in town, so OBM can tackle any of your copier problems and you'll never scramble to keep your office running. Now the preferred document services provider of the Cleveland Browns, visit OhioBusinessMachines.com today or call 216-485-2000. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicius with you. We're going to go back to the phone lines here on this Call Your Shot Friday. Paul in Newburgh, welcome to the show. Hey, Paul. All right, let's go to Jason in Florida. Jason, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, man.
How are you?
Good, thanks, man. I appreciate you taking the call. Big fan of the show.
Thanks for calling.
Just had one quick question, and then I'll give you my take and hang up. But the question is, with the Dolphins' former lineman, Incognito, I know he was a bit of a locker room hazer. Also know he was a bit of a beast. Do you know if we've looked into, you know, signing him? If not, why? And I think the Browns win 31-21. The Crow gets 160 and 2 touchdowns. Thanks,
160, 31-21. Wow, I like that. As it relates to Richie Incognito, I think given how the Browns handled Ben Tate, and given just the overall direction of what they want this team and this locker room to be, they're not introducing a distraction of that level. And I don't think – listen, there are 32 teams in the NFL that have determined at this point that that he is not good enough of a football player to deal with what comes along with signing Richie Incognito.
I think you're 100% spot on, because at this point in the season, when you're two games above 500 and you're playing good football, the last thing you need is another distraction. So – Richie Incognito, you know, does he have to atone for his mistakes? Yes. Will he get that chance? Nobody knows. But I agree that the Cleveland Browns don't need a distraction. We're doing really well right now. We're holding the fort down without somebody like him.
I agree completely, and I think that he, you don't want to stir any pot or bring in any distractions. And also too is, we've got the backup quarterback of this team gets enough media attention, you know, as a non-football player on this team right now. A non-participant, I mean, that the last thing we need to bring is another guy who has to learn the system and be in this locker room and talk about something besides winning football games.
Yeah, just that clearly, you know, they swept out a potential distraction right in the middle of the season. They're not bringing
– no,
they're not looking to bring one in.
You know, the Browns have done a really good job, too, with Johnny Manziel. And I've got to say that I'm impressed with Johnny Manziel, because that guy brings more of a circus to town, especially in the –
and it hasn't been at all.
No, they've done a really good job. And I think that's part of the reason that they've done a good job with handling that. So – when you bring somebody in like Richie, the first thing it's going to do is it's going to cause the media members to ask the teammates, his new teammates, what do you think about having him? And it's taking away from the task at hand, which would, in our case, would be beating the Atlanta Falcons. So I think it's a smart move. I think we have enough talent in that room to hold the fort down and until we get our Alex Mack back next year.
And at the same time, he's not a center. He's a guard. And we've got Betonio and Greco who are playing just fine, playing well at guard. Not even just fine. They're playing well there.
You're right.
So there's just, no need for that kind of a distraction. We're going to keep it going here on the phones. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven, of course, by Liberty Ford. And we got you calling all around this great country. But we're going to keep one local here. Let's go to Mike in Mayfield. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
All right. I want to give you my prediction.
Okay.
I think the Browns are going to win 38-21.
Wow.
And I think Crowell is probably going to have a $175, and he's going to have 100 of that before halftime.
$175 with 100 in the first half.
The numbers are going up by the caller, just so
they are. We've hit our new. Hey. We've got five of the last six that put him at 115 or higher.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, guys.
I mean, my goodness, I like it, though.
We just heard from the head coach talking about reps and who's going to play what. And we talked earlier in the week about, you know, Noel, at least we got two workhorses now. They're going to split. Yeah, and we're talking about one guy getting an obscene amount of yards and another guy not even being a part of the conversation.
They're going to get the touchback at the 20. You better run for an 80-yard touchdown right
I think he's got it in him, though.
Chance.
I think that
no,
this
there is no
the
doubt.
Game
there is no doubt he has it in him.
He's got it in him. This is the game where I think we could see it. Let's go to Joey in Lansing now. Joey, welcome to the show.
with crows in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, before I get in my prediction, I want to say it's coming up on the 7th-year anniversary of my favorite Joe Jaravicious game.
Which one was that?
In the snow versus Buffalo. Remember that whiteout?
Oh.
That was awesome. Man, there wasn't a lot of stats that game, but you made some great catches that game. And I still have that on tape.
I like coming on this show.
I know, man. It's good for you, right?
Confidence builder.
I was down in the doldrums earlier, and I've had two phone calls today that just make me feel lovely.
Yeah, that was awesome. Clutch catches. You and Braylon Edwards had big games that day, and also Jamal, too. But my prediction... the slam sedan. I can't believe you said that because that's an old SEC term, man.
That's right.
That's awesome. The crow. They'll throw the pizza Lunchables on the field.
Throw them pizza Lunchables on the field. That's right.
That's awesome. So I think it's going to be 34-17, high score Browns win. But I think the crow have split carries with West, and I think that he'll have 72 yards, a touchdown, and West will have 38 yards and a touchdown.
Beautiful, Joey. Appreciate the commentary and the call there very much. 72 yards. For those just wondering, Isaiah Crowell's career high in a game is 77 yards. That came back in week number 6, 11 carries for 77 against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The last few weeks, 41 and 61 he had against Houston. 90 total yards on 16 touches last week, 91 total yards. I mean, I think this is the game, if there ever was a game that's just lining up for him to bust one, I feel like for some reason this is it. In the Georgia Dome, back where he's from,
in front of
his people, on the fast track. I think he'll keep his footing better
on
turf than he has on grass, and I think this could be an explosive game for the Crow.
I do.
175 yards worth of.
I don't know. That'd basically be half of his season since he's rushed for 358. So.
And again, he himself would exceed our expectation for winning this football game. The Browns win the game if Isaiah Crowell runs for 150 plus yards.
Exactly. Now, the good thing is when we had him in here, we asked him, what would it be like if you got 25 carries in a game, which he's never gotten more than 14. He's like, man, I'd probably run for 200 yards.
Yeah, 150, maybe 200 yards.
And then he'd also be in the two words, ice and tub.
Ice tub. Nothing wrong with that. Damian in Columbus joins us now. What's up, Damian?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay, man. I'm kind of got some concerns because, you know what, our defense is banged up. And that Falcon offense with those two receivers and Julio and Roddy White, that can be a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we're going to have to play ball control. We're going to keep them off the field. We're going to have to run the ball.
I think you're exactly right about that, by the way.
You know, and then, too, we got to get pressure on Matty Ice.
I agree, and I talked about it all week. Atlanta Falcons, their offense is one of those teams that runs extremely hot or cold. You know, so what type of game plan they have for us, but more so than anything, how are we going to attack them? And that's the one thing that I love about this Cleveland Browns football team is Coach Pettine, in most cases, is the aggressor. It's not, I'm going to sit back and see what you do, and then I'll, you know, be combative after I realize what you're going to do. We've watched enough tape. We understand the weapons. It's like, let's go take it to them. Let's not use our injuries or our potential holes on defense with who's playing and who's not. Let's be aggressive and go after them and force their hand and force Matt Ryan, I was going to say Matty Ice, to make those throws.
Let me ask you this question, Matt. What do you think Coach Smith is doing over there? How is he prepping the Atlanta Falcons to take on a Cleveland Browns team that, like he said, you're banged up on defense right now. So the thing is, what's interesting is, you know, these coaches are telling them here, this is what I'm imagining they're saying over there in Atlanta right now, that yes, the Browns have won some games and they've also played, you know, kind of average football and won some games. So if there's a team that we can pick off right now, it may be the Cleveland Browns. But how do you think he goes in the game to prep for this? Let's say on a defensive standpoint, let's say, what's he doing to the defense right now to prep them to take on a Cleveland Browns offense that, you know, we need to put points on.
It's going to be a balancing act because they understand the success that teams have had against the Cleveland Browns is stopping the run. So how do we stop the Cleveland Browns on the ground while also too protecting ourselves from the speed that we have at the wide receiver position? Josh Gordon, Travis Benjamin, Andrew Hawkins, Taylor Gabriel all can fly. And as Nathan has said all week, on the turf, in the dome, no wind to deal with. Brian Hoyer's accuracy should go up through the roof. So also, too, his completion percentage should rise. So it's a happy meeting. It's a balancing act. And they're going to be they're very similar to us, because I think our offenses match each other with the balance between explosive wide receivers and our ability to run the football. So it's a happy medium, and you're going to walk that tightrope on when to be aggressive and when to sit back and play coverage.
Great point, man. I think it – but the thing that scares me, too, if you look at their running back position right now, too, Steven Jackson's a guy that we know can go off.
Yep.
We've all seen it before. I mean, and he's a dangerous guy once he gets some momentum. So if our injury-depleted line right now is – playing average.
Can't let him get – yeah, you cannot let him get going.
You got to stop momentum, so I think you're right on there, man.
Can't let him get going. We got a couple tweets in here that I enjoy before we get to the Friday forecast with the kid live in studio at Too Easy for Peas. He says, I was the silent Paul in Newburgh. Boss walked up, so had to hang up. 24-23 Cleveland, 82 yards for the Crow. So that's a good one. I like that, Paul. Fat Boy Killbuck says, I think shootout both Ds are not good. West gets more carries. Crow red zone carries 45 yards and 3 touchdowns. 48-43 Browns in a Madden-like shootout. And then this one I like. Augustus Henderson says, just simply, 80 hose down fumble. That's what he's got for the Crow.
It's believable. I like it.
I like that.
He's
Augustus
keeping it real, at least.
He is keeping it real. All right, when we come back, it's time for our favorite part of the show every single week, Friday Forecast with the Kid, alongside myself, Joe Gervicious, Matt Wilhelm, all coming up right next here on CBD.